I'm from the future. No, seriously, I'm from the future. So if your future self teleported or traveled through time to talk to you, would you believe him or her? Hey, my name is Lawrence Tam, and I was just wanting to, let's think about this really interesting thing about the future. Can you convince yourself to being a different person if you told yourself? Now, why was I thinking this? I had a discussion on Facebook with a gentleman, and he had this very interesting outlook about a very particular type of person, or persons, and those being wealthy people. He had the idea that all successful rich people were actually awful people. They don't help people, they're self-absorbed, they only care about themselves, they only spend money on themselves, they're basically a drain on society because they don't help the low person. And so that kind of got me thinking, do you think like that? Now this is a pretty important, very important subject matter, because here it's like this. If you have a poor or sick relationship with money, what happens when you get it? Don't hate yourself in the future. And if you read that, you're thinking, who would hate themselves in the future, right? It makes no sense. But you would think that's common sense, but it's actually not. Because it's kind of funny, the person who I was talking to that was saying that, I'm wondering, are there more people like that? And if there are, that type of mindset needs to be altered, changed, and washed, basically, ASAP, especially if you are in business. See, here's the deal. If you have a deep-seated feeling that rich people are evil and you're in business to make money, maybe it's not money for you, maybe it's you generating money for a charity. But if you have a deep-seated, sick relationship with making money, how are you supposed to succeed? Because your body is then going to protect itself from the things it dislikes or things that you dislike. And if you dislike making money, that could be one of the reasons why you don't like to sell. Because the equation goes, if you sell something, things are being sold all the time, but then the transaction doesn't go through until someone buys. See, that's the key. And if your internal financial thermostat is so low that you would rather not sell something to protect yourself from making money, well, how are you supposed to build a business where businesses are based on transactions from those buying and those selling? So let's take it a little deeper. If you were in the future and you could tell yourself how you are financially, let's just go financially with that. And let's say 30 years from now, and in 30 years, you then had the ability to teleport in time to today, the day you're listening to this Inner Circle, what do you think your future self would tell you? Do you think your future self will tell you, hey, money is the root of all evils? Or do you think your future self would say, you're going to be all right. You're going to go through some tough times, but you're hungry. You want it bad enough. Your why is strong enough. You were going to make it happen in this business. It's going to happen. Like, what would you rather have, right? What would happen? Do you really think you're on the road to success in your business, primarily looking at how you are today? Are you on the right course? Because see, if you shot a rocket from Earth to the moon, it actually makes a lot of minor trajectory changes. It's not a straight shot because the Earth is moving, it's rotating, you know, it's got to go at a certain angle, it's got to course correct and then go to the moon. Now, with that, you have to get back on track. Are you on track or are you going the opposite way? Because see, here's the deal. If you feel, let's just say you don't actually express it or you don't say it out loud. but internally you dislike rich people. And rich is actually a relative term. Rich being wealthy to your lifestyle. So wealthy could be making $5,000 a month, don't have a job, work from home. You know, you work about 40 hours a week, any time you want to. So out of 7 days, you work, you know, about 6 hours a day, mornings and nights, and you make about $5,000 profit. To some, that is the wildest dreams. And I think that's a really good goal. I think that's totally doable. And that's where people start to have, you know, if you're doing that part-time, that gives you the idea that maybe you should go full-time and just, you know, either increase your income or just, hey, travel more and, you know, have low expenses, you know, and don't buy anything too expensive in terms of rent. Don't tie your money up. But if you're making consistent $5,000 a month, that's a pretty awesome lifestyle. Now, some of you might go, you know, I want $30,000 a month, because at $30,000 a month, you know, I actually have more, I have a bigger stash where I can buy a bigger house, I can take care of my parents, I can pay for my kids' education, I can put away money for my retirement today versus later. So then it's $30,000. But you got to get to a point where, do you feel icky, or can you sense it that when people make a lot of money, do you feel happy for them? Or do you go, wow, they must have ripped somebody off, or they must have cheated the system somehow? You see what I'm saying? That's deep. Because the thing is, if your relationship with money or wealthy people, or let's just say people with money, they don't have to be wealthy, but they just have money, it's the definition you put in your head, your association and your upbringing of how they are. And so if you're willing to accept that if you have flaws today, but they can be fixed as long as you acknowledge it, you really don't want to hate yourself in the future. Because if you hate yourself in the future that you're successful, you're going to do everything in your power subconsciously to sabotage being successful. And I just want you to really dig down. You don't have to be a millionaire. You could just be very well off. You could be the person who can buy organic foods anytime you want. You can treat friends out. And you can fly anytime you want to. And you can take vacations anytime you want to because you have true freedom. So in the process of growing into who you want to be, you need to clearly define, are there things you don't want to be? Because let's just be real. What if you really don't want to be wealthy? Is running a business, is working for yourself, is selling valuable products to people, maybe it's not about the money making. Maybe it's because you don't like people. I mean, maybe that's the issue. And not saying it can be fixed immediately, but once you become aware of these issues, you can then read books. You can then, you know, attend seminars. You can then listen to the Inner Circle audios. You can then dive in to who you are, who you want to be, who do you want to serve. Now, I understand that some people just want to stay at home and have no outside contact whatsoever, right? And that's okay. That's okay. But if your relationship with money is that you don't ever want to be rich, it's kind of interesting to see how you handle your money. And it's kind of like how lottery winners, there's a large percentage of them who didn't have money, won the lottery, but then the money didn't fix the problem. The problem really wasn't the money. The problem was their relationship with money and why so many lottery winners then become exactly back where they were, or actually worse than, because of all the debt they incurred, right? So you definitely want to grow into who you want to be. So having a clear idea of who you want to be is a very good roadmap, because if you want to be a successful family man, if you want to be a successful business owner, if you want to be a successful person who works from home, if you want to be a successful a charitable company who donates a lot in charities, these are the things you need to focus on to know where you're going, right? But to know where you're going, remember, to determine two points, point A and point B, you need to know where you're starting from. And being aware of where you are today, you have to be okay where you are today. Let's say you do realize you have a poor relationship with money. Or let's say you just don't like yourself because, you know, you're kind of depressed. That's okay for now. See, the goal is you always make progress. It's okay to be where you are today. You just need to not be okay to be there again or to be there at a long duration. Your goal is to get out of it. Your goal is to grow. And that's the difference between unsuccessful people and successful people. Successful people never really hit a mark where they're satisfied. They're always growing.